Welcome to this lesson on building a vocal effects chain from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. Now, this style is a little different from a standard vocal mix. In jungle and DNB, vocals are not just there to sing over the track, they often act like rhythmic instruments. They can behave like a hook, a percussive phrase, a spoken sample, or a ghostly atmosphere sitting inside the break. So the big goal here is to do three things at once: keep the vocal clear, make it sit properly in a busy drum and bass mix, and then turn it into something exciting with delay throws, filtered space, and a bit of grit. We're going to build this using stock Ableton devices only, so you can recreate it right away. Before we add any effects, let's get the vocal ready for the style. If you're working with a recorded vocal phrase, warp it carefully. For full phrases, Complex Pro can work well. If it's more like a chopped MC line or a rhythmic sample, Beats Mode may feel tighter. The point is to lock it to the groove without killing the human feel. Don't overquantize it. In jungle, a little movement is part of the vibe. If you're using a sample, chop it into useful pieces. Think in short phrases, words, and syllables. In this genre, a single word or even a consonant can become the hook. Try to hear it as call and response with the drums. Now let's build the chord chain. Start with utility first. This is your gain staging tool and it's important to treat it seriously. Bring the level down, if needed, so the vocal enters the chain with plenty of headroom. If the source is too wide or facey, you can narrow it later, but for now just keep it clean and controlled. A few dB of headroom makes everything downstream behave better, especially your delays and reverbs. Next, at EQ8, this is where you clean up the vocal so it fits into the mix. Start with a high-pass filter. A good range is somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, depending on the voice. Lower for deeper spoken vocals, higher for thinner or brighter samples. The point is to remove unnecessary low end and plosive so the vocal isn't fighting the bass. Then look at the low mids. Around 200 to 400 Hz is often where mud lives. A small cut here can open the vocal up and make it feel less boxy. After that, listen for harshness or nasal bite. The area around 2.5 to 5 kHz can get crowded fast, especially in drum and bass, because that's also where the snare and other important elements live. If the vocal is poking out too hard there, make a small cut instead of a huge one. If the vocal needs a little more brightness, you can add a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz. Be subtle. In this style, too much top end can get brittle very quickly once the hats and breakbeats come in. Now add compression. You can use compressor or glue compressor depending on the feel you want. If you want transparent control, use compressor. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a good starting point. Set the attack somewhere in the 10 to 30 millisecond range, and the release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. If you want a slightly more glued, record-like feel, glue compressor is great. Start with a 2 to 1 ratio, a fast or medium attack, and an auto or moderate release. You usually want around 2 to 4 dB of reduction. What you're listening for is consistency. The vocal should stay present and readable without sounding squashed. In DNB, if you compress too hard, the vocal can become too flat and lose groove. So keep it controlled, not crushed. Now let's add some character with saturator. This is one of the most useful devices in the whole chain, because it adds harmonics and density. A little drive, maybe plus 2 to plus 6 dB, can help the vocal cut through a dense mix and feel more like it belongs in a rave system. Turn soft clip on if needed, and match the output so you're not fooled by a louder signal. This is the point where the vocal starts feeling less like a raw sample and more like a production element. If you want a cleaner chain, keep the saturation subtle here and save the heavy damage for parallel processing later. That way the main vocal stays readable. Next, we need to deal with harshness and sibilance. Ableton doesn't need a dedicated de-esser if you're careful. You can use EQ8 to tame the worst problem frequencies manually. Sibilance is usually somewhere around 5.5 to 9 kHz. If the vocal has extra bite or ring, you might also need a small cut somewhere between 2.5 and 4.5 kHz. Keep the cuts narrow and modest. You're shaping, not destroying. If the vocal is really spiky, multiband dynamics can help control the high end more smoothly. Just be gentle with it. In a fast drum and bass mix, excessive sibilance gets tiring very quickly, and controlling it makes the whole track feel more polished. Now we move into the fun part, delay. Add echo. This is huge for jungle and old school DNB vocals because it turns a phrase into a rhythmic event. Start with sync on, then try note values like an eighth, a quarter note, or dotted eighth depending on the groove. Keep feedback in a sensible range, maybe 20 to 45% to begin with. Filter the repeats. This matters a lot. High pass the delay so it's not muddy, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz, and low pass it so it doesn't fight with the hats, maybe somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz. Dark repeats usually sit better in this style than bright, glossy ones. If echo is on the insert, keep the dry wet amount fairly low, but honestly, in this genre, echo often works best as a send effect that gives you those classic vocal throws at the ends of phrases without washing out the whole performance. You can automate the send so one word suddenly explodes into space right before the drop. That's proper DNB energy right there. Next up, reverb. For this style, you usually want darker, shorter, or medium-sized spaces rather than huge, shiny halls. A decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds is a good starting point on an insert, and a little more if it's on a send. Add a small pre-delay so the vocal keeps its front edge. Then high-pass the reverb so the low end doesn't cloud the mix, and low-pass it so the tail feels dark and atmospheric. In jungle, a dark reverb can do a lot of heavy lifting. It gives the vocal mood without blurring the drums. If the break is busy, keep the reverb tight in the verse and save the huge wet moments for breakdowns or transitions. Now let's make the vocal move a bit. Add auto filter. This is where you can create intro filtering, breakdown sweeps, and drop transitions. A low pass setting works great for bringing the vocal in slowly at the top of a section, and a band pass can give you that old-school radio sample vibe. You can also automate the cutoff to move from a muffled sound into a full open vocal as the track develops. This is a very important arrangement tool in jungle and DNB, because it helps the vocal feel like part of the energy flow, not just a fixed layer sitting on top. At the end of the chain, add a limiter or soft clip stage if needed. The goal here is just to catch peaks and keep the signal under control. Don't use it to smash the vocal into a brick. If you're having clipping issues, it's usually better to lower the level earlier in the chain instead of relying on the limiter to save everything. Now let's build the return tracks, because this is where the chain really becomes powerful. First, create return A as a short room or glue send. Put reverb and EQ 8 on it. Keep the decay short, high pass the low end, and low pass the top. This is just for subtle cohesion, so the dry vocal feels like it belongs in the same space as the track. Then create return B as a dub delay. Put echo on it, followed by EQ 8, and maybe a little saturator if you want some grit. This should be your classic delay throw return. Use quarter notes or dotted eighths. Keep the repeats filtered, and let it color the end of phrases. Return C should be your dark reverb wash. Use a longer reverb, EQ 8, and maybe compression if the tail needs control. This is for breakdowns, haunting atmosphere, and those foggy jungle moments where the vocal becomes almost cinematic. Return D is your special effects throw. This one can have echo, redux, saturator, and auto filter. Use it for one word throws, chopped repeats, filtered stutters, or weird transition moments. It's a great place to get wild without ruining the main vocal. A key thing to remember here is that the main vocal should stay readable and centered. The returns are your playground. That separation makes the mix much easier to control. Now for the arrangement side, which is where a lot of people either make the vocal feel huge or accidentally make it messy. Automate your sends. Automate the filter. Automate the delay feedback. Automate the reverb dry wet, or at least the send amount. In jungle and DNB, the vocal should evolve with the track. For example, in the first few bars, keep it filtered and dry. Then open it up gradually. Before the drop, send the last word into delay and reverb, maybe even mute the dry vocal briefly so the echo trail becomes the feature. Then when the drop lands, bring the dry vocal back in tight and focused. That contrast is what makes the drop hit harder. That's a very classic DNB trick. Dry for impact, wet for atmosphere, then back to dry again. If you want to go even further, build a parallel dirt rack. Duplicate the vocal or use an audio effect rack with a clean chain and a dirty chain. The clean chain can have EQ, compression, and light saturation. The dirty chain can have heavier saturator, redux, auto filter, and maybe more compression. Blend the dirty layer underneath, just enough to give the vocal attitude. This is great for rave shouts, darker breakdowns, and that slightly hostile jungle texture, where the vocal feels like it came from an old sampler or a battered sound system. A few coaching notes to keep in mind while you work. Gain stage in small steps. If one device is doing too much work, your reverbs and delays will get messy fast. Treat the vocal like percussion. In this genre, the consonants and plosives often matter as much as the words themselves. Don't process every section the same way. A verse, a breakdown, and a drop should each have their own wet-dry balance. Keep one clean anchor. Even if you go heavy with effects, there should still be a version of the vocal that is readable and stable, and always check the vocal against the snare and hats. That upper mid zone gets crowded fast, so tiny EQ moves often make a bigger difference than huge ones. Here's a simple practice exercise. Pick a short phrase like watch the vibe or move to the rhythm. Put it on an audio track and build this chain: utility, EQ 8, compressor, saturator, echo, reverb, and auto filter. High pass the vocal around 100 Hz. Compress it for around 3 dB of gain reduction. Add a little saturation, maybe plus 3 dB. Set echo to a quarter note with around 30% feedback. Set reverb to around 2 seconds with a dark top end. Then start the auto filter low and open it over 2 bars.